We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here at Heat Media Day, Tobin and Leroy. Very excited to talk to our next guest. This is quite frankly the Roy's favorite player on the team. Yeah. He loves it. It's Victor Oladipo. Vic, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate
it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
How much different does it feel going into this year than the last time? When we were talking to you last year, you were telling us, like, you know, getting out of bed was weird. And now it's like, you know, you're
feels a lot better to get out of bed, trust me.
This summer, your Instagram, let me just say, I don't know if you edit that yourself or you have somebody. It is like a sports movie, how inspirational it's been with the revenge season. How has this summer been just getting a normal season to go into an NBA season?
It's honestly just been fun again, you know, just to be able to play in the summertime, play pickup, play against guys that I'm gonna see during the year. Being able to travel, it's just been, you know, it's been a blessing. So I'm definitely thankful and appreciative to be able to play this game and to be able to, you know, just do what I love. So I'm thankful.
It's been like 4 years since you've had a regular offseason, right?
Yes, it's been 4 years since I've had a regular offseason.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. So you like. I ain't got to worry about rehab. I can just go play.
What? Man, it's crazy.
I'm going to have me some fun.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the epitome of this summer. And it was great, man. I had a good time.
Have you, do you feel it, like, coming back, though? Like, the guy you've said, like, you think you can come back stronger than what you were.
For sure.
Do you feel that in rehab? Like, do you feel yourself, I'm like, oh, it's all coming back to me now?
Yeah, I don't limit myself at all in life, period, so. I don't see why I can't be better than I was. And, you know, I don't believe it's going to happen overnight, and I don't believe that it's going to be easy, but I believe it can get done. So I feel better than I've felt in the last 4 years, and I'm still getting better. So just got to continue to keep doing that, and, you know, the chips will fall where they may.
What are some of the things that, you know, now that you've had, you know, an off season where you could actually work on certain things, what are the things that – you did say, you know, this offseason I'm going to work on this, and this to try to get everything back in order.
Honestly, just, you know, just getting used to having the ball in my hand again, just getting used to playing without the ball again, just getting used to the game in general again. You know, this summer I played a lot of ones, I played a lot of 5-on-5, worked on my game, of course. But just my feel of the game, I just, you know, I haven't had an off season in 4 years. So I've been away from the game for a really long time. So, you know, just getting that consistency and that feeling back of, okay, you know, I do this every day now. So, and, you know, that's the biggest thing. And everything else will take care of itself. I know how to play the game of basketball. So, you know, I just got to continue to keep getting better and getting that feeling back. And then, you know, everything else will work itself out.
How do those collaborations happen? Because people love seeing you and Russell Westbrook work out together this summer. And, like, when is it? What is the process like if you're like, all right, I'm going to call up Russ. Let's see if we get a little run together and work things out.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us share similar trainers in the summertime, especially, you know, when I go to L.A. So, you know, I knew I was running a Russ, but, you know, me and Russ have been working out together since 2015. So, you know, it's been a while since I've been able to go out there, obviously, right. And, you know, and see him and work out with him. But,
you know, he got that energy.
Yeah, he had a whole lot of it, too.
he got that energy.
He got a whole lot of it, too. So it was pretty cool, you know, to see him again and be able to work out with him again and, you know, just be able to talk to him and, you know, have discussions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was good seeing him.
From this standpoint, Vic, like, going from they're only going to let you play 15 minutes to you're playing the most high-intense defense in the biggest stakes games. Did you think that leap was going to happen last year? And especially, like, when you were taken out of the rotation, like, what was that mental ride like for you to just be like, I'm back on a basketball court, that's a win in itself, to it's game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Vic, we need you to go shut somebody down?
Yeah, it just showed me what I'm capable of mentally. You know, what I'm able to get mentally, and you know, that I'm, you know, I'm one of the few who can get there mentally. And you know, I know I had, you know, I didn't really have the experience and the time that everyone else did, you know, to prepare for that stage, but I knew my mind was ready for it. So my body kind of followed my mindset. And, you know, offensively, it was kind of a little, you know, off because obviously, you know, I hadn't played in so long and I kind of got thrown in at the last minute. But, you know, defensively, I was able to, you know, impact the game in a meaningful way. And, you know, that's what it's all about, man, when, you know, you can't really control your opportunity and things that go on, but you can control your approach and whatever you, you know, whatever your mentality is on both ends of the floor. So that's what I went out and did, you know what I'm saying, just played as hard as I could and try to, you know, impact the game in a meaningful way on the defensive end.
Was it – I know watching, you know, you getting a little bit of run and then getting a lot of run – you haven't been used to playing that much basketball, so yeah. You were gassed at moments in the time, and you were like, wow, I ain't used to this because I'm always in tip-top shape.
Yeah,
you're like,
exactly.
Just fight through it. Just fight through it.
Yeah, it's just finding ways to not let your mind think about it, honestly, and just, you know, just getting lost in the game. So it was tough, but, you know, I had to do it for the team,
right.
You know what I mean, so and for myself as well, so. You know, hopefully this year, you know, now that I get God willing, a few more games under my belt, you know, I'll be better prepared for that situation.
A couple more before we get you out of here, Vic. One, we were speaking with Tyler. You guys seem like you've grown like a really, really strong friendship through the end of last year and into the summer. What is that friendship like that you've been developing with Tyler?
That's my brother. That's my brother, man. You know, we relate, you know. That's all that is. We just relating, and you know, to be able to, you know, talk to him and you know, just be honest, be real with him, and you know, our relationship grew from there. You know, when I first got here 2 years ago, maybe, I think this was after the bubble year, so 2021. You know, that year Tyler was dealing with some stuff, and you know, he had sat out a little bit, and I was out obviously, so that's what we first encountered. You know, had our encounter and interaction, and then. You know, it just grew from there, and then we didn't know we would be as close as we are now. But you know, it's cool, man. He's a good human being. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, obviously he's a great player. You know, but he's a good person. And when you meet good people, you know, you're drawn to them. So we got a connection.
Isn't that how bonds like? You know, some of my teammates that I'm still friends with to this day. It's like. You have a common situation or circumstances and you kind of get through them together, and that's how that bond bends and builds. And then what ends up happening is it makes the team stronger because, you know, y'all looking at each other during those key moments of the game going, let's go. You
right,
know,
exactly.
we've been through this.
Exactly,
let's go.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's what it's all about, honestly. You know, I think, you know, they asked me a question, what do I think we need to do in order to, you know, be successful. I would say it's the camaraderie, you know, and just building that because, you know, at the end of the day, when our back's against the wall and we in that Eastern Conference game seven finals, it's just us out there, you
right.
know, and we're going to need each other in order to get over that hump.
And last one for you. I saw this on Instagram very early in the summer. I've been dying to ask you about this. What's it like riding a camel?
Honestly, I really enjoyed riding a camel. You know what's funny is I've never – ridden any animal. That's the first animal I've ever ridden, and it's really slow, you know, kind of, but still really bumpy at the same time. But I really enjoyed, you know, the fact that it didn't go too fast, and you know, I could really enjoy myself, and you know, it was a really peaceful ride. So
did you trust it? Like, were you like, was there any point where you're scared this thing out? And you're like,
honestly, the hardest part was getting off and getting on the camel.
We
had to pretty much get on this really, really tall ladder, and then like, you know, that was the most dangerous, and really scariest.
I'm
part
thinking
of
that
it.
you look at that, so you asking me, hey, you cool with this, right? you're not gonna take off on me, right? Because you got a whole setup that you gotta get all the way up there.
It's a little scary, but you know, it turned out being fun for real.
Vic, we're looking forward to the season, man. Thanks so much for giving us some time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.